Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week and month as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Just a reminder, before we get started with the Duke performances, for ticket information or to purchase tickets, you can always call the University Box Office between Monday and Friday, 11 a.m. through 6 p.m., and that phone number is 919-684-4444. The Debo Band will be performing Friday, December 6th. Doors will open at 8 and the concert will start at 9 p.m. at the Motorco Music Hall. Tickets are $24 for this performance, $15 for ages 30 and under, and $10 for Duke students. This is a general admission seating and there is an extremely limited seating provided for this performance. Boston's Debo Band starts with Ethio Jazz, that early 70s mix of traditional Amharic melodies and bass grooves from American funk, now familiar to audiences across the world from the popular Ethiopic recordings. Then they add a supercharged brass and string section worthy of Balkan legend Gorgon Bregovic and throw in a fuzzed-out electric guitar. The result is an unstoppable new form far beyond world fusion. Debo Band finds the perfect dance venue in Durham's Motorco Music Hall, located in the city's flourishing Central Park District. Just try sitting still when this cross-cultural dynamo launches into full rave mode, an ecstatic place beyond even the wildest hybrids of Addis in the 70s. And that's a quote from NPR. Again, the Debo Band will be performing Friday, December 6th. Doors open at 8. Concert begins at 9 p.m. at the Motorco Music Hall in Durham. The Emerson String Quartet will be performing at the Baldwin Auditorium Saturday, December 7th at 8 p.m. Tickets are $34 to $42. Again, ages 30 and under are $15 and $10 for Duke students, and this is a reserved seating performance. The Emerson String Quartet towers over American chamber music. Newsday calls them the one indispensable quartet. Their return to Durham this season brings with it a new beginning. For the first time in more than 30 years, the Emerson welcomes a new member, cellist Paul Watkins. Fittingly, the new Emerson will play music of endings and beginnings. Mendelssohn wrote his last major work, the six-string quartet, in response to the loss of his beloved sister. Shostakovich faced down his mortality with the brief and chilling 13th quartet. Beethoven's 7th quartet represented a giant leap forward from all previous chamber writing in its emotional intensity. Welcome, the new Emerson. Again, the Emerson String Quartet will be performing Saturday, December 7th at 8 p.m. at the Baldwin Auditorium. To purchase tickets or for more information about either of those performances, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday between 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. And that phone number one more time is 919-684-4444. We have a couple of upcoming performances at DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center. DPAC is located at 123 Vivian Street in downtown Durham. To purchase tickets or for more information about any of these performances, you can call them at 919-680-2787. How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the perfect holiday outing, will be performed December 3rd through the 8th. The Broadway record-breaking Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, the musical, features the hit songs You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, and Welcome Christmas from the original animated special. Max the dog narrates as the mean and scheming Grinch, whose heart is two sizes too small, decides to steal Christmas away from the holiday-loving Whos. Magnificent sets and costumes, inspired by Dr. Seuss's original illustrations, help transport audiences to the whimsical world of Whoville, while the music and book of Mel Marvin and Timothy Mason breathe new life into this timeless story of the true meaning of Christmas. The 2013 production is directed by Matt August and choreographed by Bob Richard, based on the original choreography by John DeLuca and originally created by three-time Tony Award-winning director Jack O'Brien. There is a content advisory for this. Most parents would find this program suitable for ages 4 and above. All guests will require a ticket regardless of age. Children under the age of 4 are not allowed at these performances. The event dates and times, Tuesday, December 3rd, 7:30 p.m., Wednesday, December 4th, 7:30 p.m. Thursday, December 5th, 7:30 p.m. Friday, December 6th, 8 p.m. Saturday, December 7th, 11 a.m., 2 p.m., 5 p.m., and again at 8 p.m. And Sunday, December 8th, 1 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. Also coming up at DPAC, Natalie Cole will be performing December 10th at 7:30 p.m. Experience this 9-time Grammy winner, songwriter, and beloved vocalist in her intimate Deepak debut, performing her greatest hits with soul-shaking flavor. The accomplished R&B and jazz vocalist has broken new ground with her first studio album in 5 years, Natalie Cole en Español, released June 25th. In this new album, Natalie revisits the rich repertoire of ageless Latin standards that once opened new vistas for her father, Nat King Cole. Natalie Cole rocketed to stardom in 1975 with her debut album, Inseparable, earning her a number one single, This Will Be an Everlasting Love, and her first two Grammy Awards for Best New Artist and Best Female R&B Vocal Performance. In her brilliant career, Cole has highlighted her versatility by performing songs in various genres, including R&B, pop, and jazz. She has received countless other awards, including 7 other Grammys, the George and Ira Gershwin Lifetime Musical Achievement Award, Songwriters Hall of Fame Hitmaker Award, 3 American Music Awards across the adult contemporary, soul, rhythm, and blues genres, and 3 NAACP Image Awards. Again, Natalie Cole will be performing at DPAC December 10th at 7:30 p.m. Also coming up at DPAC, Carolina Ballet's The Nutcracker, presented by Duke Energy with Magic, sponsored by WRAL-TV. That'll take place December 14th and 15th. Visions of Sugar Plums are only the beginning. You've never seen the Nutcracker like this. Toys spring to life. Children appear out of thin air. Dancers float high above the stage. This spectacular production, with lavish scenery, live orchestra, and more than 100 performers, is your family's chance to experience the classic story and jaw-dropping illusions for yourselves. The magic will mystify you, and the story will warm your heart. All guests will require a ticket regardless of age, and children must be able to sit quietly in their own seats without disturbing other guests. The dates and times for this performance, Saturday, December 14th, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and again on Sunday, December 15th at 2 p.m. And finally, coming up at DPAC, A Christmas Carol. And the dates for these are December 19th through the 22nd. This is Ira David Wood III, presented by Theater in the Park's Christmas Carol, one of the Triangle's most beloved Christmas traditions, now with 5 performances at DPAC. A Christmas Carol. It only happens once a year. One of the Triangle's most beloved Christmas traditions will once again be featured at the Durham Performing Arts Center this December for 5 shows only. Ira David Wood III's hit musical comedy adaptation of the Charles Dickens classic will run December 19th through the 22nd. Last year's shows at DPAC sold out, so plan on getting your tickets early. Theater in the Park's original musical comedy adaptation of A Christmas Carol, based on the book by Charles Dickens and adapted for the stage by Ira David Wood III, has been cited as, quote, one of the most successful shows in North Carolina theater history and voted one of the top 20 events in the Southeast by the Southeast Tourism Society. A Christmas Carol has become a holiday tradition in the Southeast and has also enjoyed critically acclaimed tours to England and France. Most recently, in November of 2009, A Christmas Carol celebrated another international tour to France. A Christmas Carol was the first full-scale theatrical event staged at DPAC during its opening week in December of 2008. Approximately 30,000 people attend the local production runs in Raleigh and Durham each year. Act 1 is 1 hour, intermission is 20 minutes, and Act 2 is 1 hour and 30 minutes. Set times are approximate and subject to change. The dates for this: Thursday, December 19th, 7 p.m., Friday, December 20th, 7 p.m., Saturday, December 21st, 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and finally on Sunday, December 22nd at 2 p.m. For more information about any of these performances at DPAC or to purchase tickets, that phone number once again is 919-680-2787. Chris Isaak's holiday tour will be at the Carolina Theater on Tuesday, December 17th at 8 p.m. The Carolina Theater is located at 309 West Morgan Street in downtown Durham. Phone number for more information or to purchase tickets is 919-560-3030. After more than 25 years into his career, Chris Isaak finally created the album he always wanted to make, with the sounds of the glory days of Memphis and the legendary Sun Studio. Isaak will perform these classics from Beyond the Sun and add classic holiday favorites at this December 17th concert. Isaac's Vanguard Records 2012 release, Beyond the Sun, was inspired by Sam Phillips' Sun Studio greats, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Roy Orbison, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, Howlin' Wolf, and B.B. King. Phillips, who founded Sun Studio and Sun Records, recorded the first rock and roll record and is credited with bringing that style of music to the airwaves. Beyond the Sun was produced as a 14-song standard album and a double album version that includes 11 more tracks. The standard album features versions of the handpicked selections originally recorded by Presley, Cash, Orbison, and Perkins. The longer album set includes songs by Jimmy Wages, Howlin' Wolf, B.B. King, and original compositions penned by Isaacs. Chris Isaak Live Holiday Tour 2013 will feature some of these 50s old-time classics and holiday songs. Again, Chris Isaak will be performing at the Carolina Theater Tuesday, December 17th at 8 p.m. For ticket information or to purchase tickets, you can call the Carolina Theater at 919-560-3030. Have a couple of upcoming performances at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts is located at 2 East South Street in downtown Raleigh. For more information about any of these performances or to purchase tickets, you can call them at 919-996-8700. We Will Rock You will be performed at the Memorial Auditorium December 3rd through the 8th. From London's West End, the worldwide smash hit musical by Queen and Ben Elton comes to Raleigh for a limited engagement. We Will Rock You features the greatest hits of the legendary British rock group Queen. Now in its 11th year in London and seen by a staggering 15 million people worldwide, this hilarious, multi-award-winning, and record-breaking phenomenon boasts a fantastic score of killer Queen tunes that you just can't resist singing along to, such as Another One Bites the Dust, Crazy Little Thing Called Love, We Are the Champions, Bohemian Rhapsody, and of course, We Will Rock You. It's the world champion of musicals and the show that rocks harder than any other, so don't miss the party. Book your tickets now. There is an age recommendation for this performance of 13 and older. Showtimes, December 3rd, 7:30 p.m., December 4th, 5th, and 6th. All performances are at 7:30 p.m., December 7th, 2 p.m., and again at 7:30 p.m., and December 8th, 2 p.m., and again at 7:30 p.m. Also coming up at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts at the Fletcher Opera Theater is Frosty the Snowman. Frosty, the beloved snowman, known to melt everyone's hearts, comes to life in a holiday show for the whole family. Based on the classic tale enjoyed by millions around the globe, this show is sure to put a smile on your face. Don't miss your chance to enjoy a new holiday tradition when it slides into Raleigh. VIP tickets include top-priced seat locations plus a goodie bag. Goodie bags can be picked up prior to the show in the lobby. Children 1 year and above will require a ticket. Prices range from $14 to $47, and here are the listing of dates for Frosty the Snowman. December 1st, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., December 4th, 10:30 a.m., December 5th, 10:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., December 6th, 6:30 p.m., December 7th, 11 a.m., 2 p.m. and 5 p.m., December 8th, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., December 11th, 11 a.m., December 12th, 6:30 p.m., December 13th, 6:30 p.m., December 14th, 11 a.m., 2 p.m. and 5 p.m., December 15th, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., December 18th, 10:30 a.m., December 19th, 6:30 p.m., December 20th, 6:30 p.m., December 21st, 11 a.m., 2 p.m. and 5 p.m., December 22nd, 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., December 23rd, 6:30 p.m., and finally, December 24th on Christmas Eve at 11 a.m. Also at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, Under the Street Lamp will be at the Mamandi Concert Hall December 13th through the 14th. Under the Streetlamp, America's hottest new vocal group delivers an electrifying evening of classic hits from the American radio songbook. These four magnetic vocalists bring their unique blend of tight harmonies and slick dance moves to your favorite doo-wop, Motown, and old-time rock and roll hits from the Drifters, the Beach Boys, the Beatles, the Four Seasons, and more. The quartet is composed of recent leading cast members of the Tony Award-winning sensation Jersey Boys, Michael Cuneo, Michael Ingersoll, Christopher Cale Jones, and Sean Wiley. Excluding the irresistible rapport of a modern-day Rat Pack, Under the Streetlamp proves why retro never sounded so now. The showtime's December 13th and 14th, 7:30 p.m. Price range for this performance is $41 to $51. And finally, at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, the Tenors will be performing December 18th at the Carolina Room, backed by popular demand and just in time for the holidays. For their live performance, the Tenors will draw selections from their new album, Lead With Your Heart, as well as some of their past hits. Lead With Your Heart, their second studio album, stretches the boundaries of classical crossover by combining classical songs, modern tunes, and Spanish and French world music. From cover features such as Bob Dylan's Forever Young and Elton John's Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word, to the inspirational anthem Amazing Grace and one of the most recognizable and heroic tenor arias, Nessun Dorma, the diverse track list features a mix of pop favorites and classical staples, along with new compositions written and co-written by the Tenors. Over the past 2 years, the Tenors have performed worldwide and shared the stage with legendary artists such as Andrea Bocelli, Celine Dion on The Oprah Show, Sting, and Paul McCartney, to name a few. More recently, the Tenors were featured performance on two primetime international broadcasts, the Emmy Awards Live from Los Angeles, and the Queen's Diamond Jubilee celebrations from Windsor Castle in the UK, where the Tenors performed for Her Majesty. There are two show times on December 18th at 8 p.m. and 10:30 p.m., and the price range for this performance is $51.50 to $102. Again, for any information about any of these performances at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts or to purchase tickets, you can call them at 919-996-8700. Brad Reeder will be performing at Goodnight's Comedy Club December 19th through the 22nd. Goodnight's Comedy Club is located at 861 West Morgan Street in downtown Raleigh. For ticket information or to purchase tickets, you can call Goodnight's at 919-828-5233. Brad Reeder combines magic and juggling with original comedy to offer a truly unique show. Brad Reeder has performed at colleges and top comedy clubs nationwide, including the Comedy Store and the Laugh Factory in Los Angeles, Dangerfields in New York City, and Rascals Comedy Club in New Jersey. He is a regular in Las Vegas at the Riviera Hotel and Casino, the Four Queens, and the Maxim Hotel and Casino. Brad Reeder regularly performs at corporate meetings, parties, and conventions. His clients include AT&T, Frito-Lay, Warner Lambert, Planters Lifesavers, Revlon, Burlington Industries, The Gap, Cadillac, McDonald's, and Fruit of the Loom. Brad Reeder has won awards in the magic industry, and he has written many articles for magic journals. He is also the inventor of magic tricks that are marketed worldwide. Brad Reeder has opened for celebrities, including Jay Leno, Dennis Miller, Rosie O'Donnell, Phyllis Diller, Jerry Seinfeld, Ellen DeGeneres, Jimmy Walker, Winona, and others. Brad has also appeared on HBO, Comedy Central, America's Funniest People, Night Shift with Kevin Ferguson, and Canadian TV. These performances, Thursday, December 19th, this one takes place at 8:30 p.m., Friday, December 20th, 8 p.m., and another performance at 10:15 p.m., Saturday, December 21st, 8 p.m., and again another performance at 10:15 p.m., and Sunday, December 22nd at 8 p.m. Again, to purchase tickets or more information, you can call Goodnight's Comedy Club at 919-828-5233. It's time to read a couple of upcoming events through Pinecone. To get an early start for your New Year's Eve, the Gawler Sisters, with special guest Ten Strings and Goatskin at 10 p.m., the dates for this, Tuesday, December 31st at 7, 8, 9, and 10 p.m. at the First Night Raleigh Traditional Stage. Buttons will be on sale December 1st, and the admission button for the first night will be $10 in advance. Ring in the new year with Pinecone at First Night Raleigh with a folk music twist. The Gawler Sisters are a young folk act from the Northeast who will bring you an eclectic assortment of old and new sounds from many folk traditions and, in honor of the seasons, songs celebrating Christmas and winter. Raised in the rich folk tradition of their acclaimed musical family, Molly, Edith, and Elsie Gawler have carried on their family's musical legacy. They accompany the warm interweaving harmonies with fiddles, banjo, wooden banjo, cello, guitar, and ukulele, as well as a few surprises. Whether crooning a quietly poignant ballad or delivering a rollicking fiddle tune, their unique arrangements are especially engaging and often go along with anecdotes, both historical and humorous. Catch them doing their own music at one of the early sets, 7, 8, or 9 p.m., then make plans to hear them again at 10 p.m. with special guest 10 Strings and a Goatskin, an award-winning trio of teenagers celebrating the music of Irish and Francophone cultures they share. This bilingual trio infuses their original compositions and traditional standard tunes with modern and world rhythms and interpretations to create an infectious energy and unique sound that speaks to all ages. Again, the Gawler Sisters with special guest 10 Strings and a Goatskin, and that special guest will be performing with them at 10 p.m., take place at the First Night Raleigh Traditional Stage, Tuesday, December 31st. Also coming up as part of the Music of Carolina series, Sunday, December 8th at 3 p.m., the Gemisch Klezmer Band will be performing at the North Carolina Museum of History. The North Carolina Museum of History is located at 5 East Edenton Street in downtown Raleigh. This musical event is free and open to the public, but a free ticket is required, and a ticket distribution will start at 2 p.m. This is also part of a food drive for the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina, which means canned food donations will be accepted at this time. Gemisch is a klezmer band featuring the talents of Lee Shinassi on fiddle, Jordan Hutchinson on clarinet, and Phil Blank on accordion. Together, the trio plays the music of Eastern European Jews. They focus on the village sound, working from research and scarce recordings from the time and place. Much like Carolina's old-time music, the heart of this dance music comes through clearly, even in its more rustic forms. And Hanukkah may have happened early this year, but Gemisch will share some songs of the season, too. Gemisch is a Yiddish word that loosely translates as mishmash. The fiddler who thought of it said in an interview with the Carborough Citizen, quote, "I think my idea was that the word Gemisch described us as a group, and that we were different people with different histories and backgrounds, musical and otherwise, coming together to play the same music. Plus, it's a fun word." Most of Blank's inspiration comes from local traditions to which he was not kin, but was lucky enough to experience in raw, unamplified, and casual context. Seeing his wife sing gospel music from her youth and seeing her relationship to it was a demonstration of the emotional potential of that music and an inspiration for him never to try that himself. Blank said that hearing David Long play Bill Monroe-style mandolin helped him understand the blunt, overpowering punch that can be in traditional music. Again, the Gemisch Klezmer Band will be performing Sunday, December 8th at 3 p.m. at the North Carolina Museum of History, located at 5 East Edenton Street in Raleigh. It is free and open to the public, but a free ticket is required, and that ticket distribution will start at 2 p.m. And this is also a food drive for the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina, so canned food donations will be accepted at that time. Time to read a couple of upcoming participatory opportunities. There's an open mic every Monday night, 7 p.m., and an acoustic jam on the first and third Wednesdays at 7 p.m. at Loco Lou's Coffee House, located at 5210 Holly Ridge Drive in Raleigh. For more information, you can call them at 919-755-6337. There is an open mic night every Monday, 7 to 10 p.m. at the Oliver Twist Lounge, located at 8111-137 Creedmoor Road in Raleigh. And you can call them for more information at 919-844-4426. There is a learning jam every Tuesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. and a ukulele jam first and third Mondays from 7 to 9 p.m. at 1805 West Markham Avenue in Durham. For more information, you can call them at 919-286-3801. So Bluegrass Jam, second and fourth Thursdays from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Music Building at the Apex United Methodist Church, located at 100 South Hughes Street in Apex. For more information, you can email them at ashort@bellsouth.net. There is a Bluegrass Jam every third Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Sharp Store Music, located at 5790 Pittsburgh Goldstream Road in Bear Creek. Phone number for more information, 919-542-8401. There is a Mudbones Open Blues Jam every Tuesday night from 8 to 11 p.m. at the Blue Note Grill, located at 4125 Durham Chapel Hill Boulevard in Durham. Phone number for more information is 919-401-1979. There is an old-time music session every Tuesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the High Strung Violins and Guitars, located at 1805 West Markham Street in Durham. Phone number for more information is 919-286-3801. There is an old-time and bluegrass slow jam the first and third Mondays of the month from 5:45 to 7:30 p.m. at the Arts Center in Carrboro. For more information, you can go to their website at artscenterlive.org. There is another old-time jam session that takes place the first Wednesdays of the month from 6 to 9 p.m. at Nightlight, located at 405 and a half Rosemary Street in Chapel Hill. For information, you can email emilyhilliard@gmail.com. And that's EmilyHilliard. And it looks like that we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you listen next time. I'm Missy Hollander, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138.